Chess feels to me on a slightly different level to any other board game or card game. Am I being unreasonable here? Markitex is saying, would Stone Cold be a poor loser? No idea what Stone Cold means. Here we go. Philip, bravo on the beautiful segue into that pillow ad. Now you're getting the hang of it. Absolutely. Just a few more days and it'll just come completely naturally to me. You'll make a marketing expert of me. Yes. Jeffy Mann is saying, were draws possible at the tournament? Yes. They got 1 point if they won, obviously zero if they didn't, and half a point if they drew. And then at the end of the day, they would just tot up the points. And it also affects their ranking and who they play against and stuff like that. Here we go. Glenn Willie saying, you can be a loser or a non-winner. The word aspiring sometimes gets used. This person is aspiring to save everybody's feelings. KY Postman saying, sadly, a lot of that rot started with Generation 2, millennials. Well, this is my feelings that it's not completely my children's generation that have this problem, because when I was at school, there was considerable hostility. It seemed to be something that was particularly in the state sector. Private schools seem to take a very different view, that there shouldn't be too much emphasis on achievement because it would upset the ones who didn't achieve. And so, you know, they wouldn't celebrate if someone did well at something. They didn't have prize givings and things like that. And I just think it meant there was no incentive, really, or very little incentive to do well. And also the idea of aspiring to excellence just wasn't there. So I think, yes, it did appear with the previous generation. Right, what's this? Sadly, no, Schaefer, you're right. No flower patterns at my pillow. At least I think there aren't any. Maybe we should ask. Schaefer saying, Alexandra Boteth. Boteth? Was one heck of a female chess player, I hear. Wow. Heck, a damn good chess player. Forget her sex, and she's now getting into poker, apparently. There are some phenomenal chess players, and it's still a very male game. I mean, I noticed at this chess tournament that at least three quarters of the players were boys. But it is the sort of game where men and women can play as equals, as equal partners. So they don't segregate. You know, they have boys and girls playing together. They do different prizes. First, second, third boy, first, second, third girl. But they do play against one another. Yes, Markitex saying chess is a different level. There are no supercomputers designed to beat top Monopoly players. That's my point exactly. That is my point. I think that, you know, it's strategy, isn't it? It's so complicated. An aspiring loser, Tahil Militia. Yes, you've more or less got it. An aspiring, you're aspiring to succeed. Oh, gosh. I don't believe you're saying this, Schaefer. Is this really true? Believe it or not, people have tried using computers to solve Monopoly. But this is the point. I thought there are some games that can't be solved as such. They're just games that you play and they've got infinite variations. Whereas chess definitely has a solution, or many solutions. Schaefer also asking, I mean, Magnus Carlsen's the top of the game still, right? Yes, he's my daughter's hero. He famously played Kasparov when he was 13 and they drew, and Kasparov was furious. He was really cross. He you could see it. He removed himself from that board as quickly as possible. So yes, he's still very, very, very top player. And I'm just starting to learn what these people's names are. It's still very, very confusing for me. So yes, it seems that perhaps Gen Z has its little issues when it comes to commitment, motivation, and all the rest. This is not a subject that can be avoided. Obviously, the terrible events in Sydney, I'm sure many of you have heard about the stabbing that occurred in a busy shopping centre. It was in a right on a Saturday morning, Westfield Centre. Hard to imagine it happened. A man with a knife just went berserk and started stabbing people he was eventually killed by an armed police officer. And it appears he was known to the police. He was known to have mental health problems. And it has been noted that all bar one of the victims were female, and it appears he was deliberately attacking women. He was running past men to get to women. One victim, I found this particularly horrendous, was a woman with a baby, and she managed to pass the baby to someone before she was killed. But the baby was also injured, though, praise God, seems to be doing well, seems to, having had surgery, seems to be on the road to recovery, but is still in a very fragile condition. It's so hard to imagine this happening. And people have really come together. There's been outpourings of support from all over the world, but please do pray for those who've died. But also, can I ask that people pray for the police officer who killed him, because she's been identified as Amy Scott. She did a job she'd been trained to do. That was what she was supposed to do. She did exactly the right thing. However, I can't imagine it is ever easy to take a life, even when you have to. And what she did was undeniably correct. She had to stop him, and it was the only way she could stop him. But she must be struggling now. I don't imagine that's an easy thing to do. So prayers for the families, for the victims, for the wounded, because there are many now who will be potentially in hospital and convalescing for a very, very long time. But also please pray for that police officer. She appears to be quite young. It's, I think, one of the worst, it's not regarded as a terror related crime, but it's one of the worst acts of wanton violence that's occurred in Australia for many years. I'm just seeing Sergeant JUSMC, Miraculous Deliverance, Holy Bishop, Brutal Knife Attack. I'll watch that. I'll watch that in the break if I can. Taheel Militia saying they're always known to law enforcement when this sort of thing happens. Kaiser saying these deficiencies that are being discussed are not a generational issue, it's a parental issue. That said, one of the reasons that a lot of these kids have grown up in a bubble is because their parents didn't have large families, not a set of generational issues. Yes, I think there is something to be said for that. I think if you do have a big family, you just get the corners knocked off you. You can't be pretentious, you can't be spoiled in the same way. You do have to get on with things, and you do have to compete a little bit. You know, that there is that, you know, trying to find your own way in the world in a big family. That's got to be part of it. I'd like to think also that siblings support one another as well as knocking the corners off. But there's, I think in the end, any generation can be, or any individual can be lazy. I think the difficulty is, I think it has become something on a social level. And yes, you can blame parentings. In the end, you're, as a parent, are responsible for your child and how they grow up and whether they've got a good work ethic and whether they're honest and whatever. But I was noticing this when I was still in my 20s, trying to deal with someone really only a few years younger than me at the time, doing work experience, and A, not being able to get her to motivate herself, but also what I noticed was a complete inability to take criticism. Just not being able to hear the words "you are wrong" was really a problem. And on one occasion I said, "Look, I'm sorry, you've been late for work every morning. You must be in the office at 9 o'clock. The rest of us are in the office for 9. You must also be in the office for 9. Okay, not when you choose to come in. It's at 9 o'clock, like the rest of us, okay?" I thought that sorted it out. The next thing I heard was she'd apparently gone running to a colleague of mine saying, "Oh, Fiorella doesn't like me. She's out to get me.